is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Sonali from BBC World News for Schools. It's Monday the 13th of June. Coming up, spaceships at the edge of the solar system, more earthquakes hit New Zealand, and the quest to save tigers in Bangladesh. But first for Syria in the Middle East, the country's army has taken control of the northern town of Jisr al-Shagur after reported heavy fighting. The government says it's trying to restore order to the town after members of the security forces were killed there last week. But it's meant that thousands of people from the town have fled their homes and crossed the border to neighbouring Turkey for safety. Their refugee camps have been set up for the Syrians, but because so many people are coming, the camps are filling up very fast. Next to the New Zealand city of Christchurch, where there's been a series of earthquakes. It's left about 50,000 people without power and led to the evacuation of shopping centres, office blocks and the local airport. Officials say many schools will be closed on Tuesday. It comes almost 4 months after an earthquake destroyed the city. Since then, thousands of residents have moved to other parts of New Zealand and Australia, and this quake has made more families consider moving.
We are going to have to think about whether we stay here or not, because we can't bring up our kids in an atmosphere where they're frightened to go home, to go out, to be with their friends.
In Bangladesh, a special team of 300 people is being set up to save the endangered Royal Bengal tiger and other animals. They'll work around the Sundarbans forest, which stretches between India and Bangladesh and is home to around 400 tigers. Until recently, poaching wasn't thought to be the main threat to the country's tiger population, but the capture of a poacher with tiger skins and bones earlier this year raised fears that organised poachers are operating in the forest. Bangladesh's Environment Minister Hassan Mahmood said the team need more training to deal with the poachers.
The forest department staffs in Bangladesh, they need more training, because now the poachers are very sophisticated.
For today's question, we want to know what's special about a tiger's stripes. Ever wondered what would happen if a spaceship set off from Earth and just kept on going? Back in the 1970s, the American space agency NASA sent two probes up to study Jupiter and Saturn. They're still up there, and nothing made by humans has ever been further away from Earth. They're so far away that the sun's light barely reaches them, and it takes 16 hours for a message from it to get back to us. Professor Ed Stone worked on the project when it started and is still excited about it now.
This is the only journey I'm aware of that has lasted now 33 years since launch, and probably has another 10 years before we finally start losing enough electrical power to power the mission. So this is an incredibly long journey, but even more importantly, it's one where it keeps discovering new things year after year.
And there are even messages from kids on them, in case aliens ever get hold of the probes.
Hello from the children of planet Earth.
That's it from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.